We could not have a more appropriate gospel text when thinking about St. Justin the Martyr. Twice in that gospel, Jesus prays to the Father in what is called his high priestly prayer. This comes in John 17, just before he'll go out into the Garden of Gethsemane. And twice in today's reading, he prayed, "Father, sanctify them in truth." Of course, at the very heart of this is a prayer for his apostles, that as they are restored to Jesus, they will then go out into the world proclaiming the one who is the truth, Jesus Christ, and that they would be sanctified in the truth. Now, I'll return to this phrase in a minute, but let me tell you now something about Justin the Martyr. As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, he was born in the year 100. He was born in an area called Shechem, which is in Samaria. His parents were pagans. That is, they were not believers in any true God, that they were more people who were, perhaps we could put it this way, people of the land, and that they worshipped the land. But from a young age, Justin pursued philosophy. And up until around his 30th year, he tried one form of philosophy and another, and none of them satisfied them. They just did not seem to be complete. And around the year 130, he met an older man who showed him the prophets of the Old Testament and introduced him to Jesus. And what happened in the life of Justin? He said, "A fire was kindled in my heart. And I came to see in Jesus the one who is the truth." So when Jesus in today's gospel prays, "Sanctify them in truth," what does that mean? Well, let's think of the word sanctify. It comes from the Latin word sanctus. And in a few minutes in the Mass, we will say these words in English: holy, holy, holy. You could say them in Latin, sanctus, sanctus, sanctus. And what are we going to say? Holy is the Lord God of hosts. What does we mean by hosts? The angels of heaven. Those are the hosts. And who is holy? The Lord God. He is the Holy One. But when Jesus says, "Sanctify them in truth, Father, sanctify them in your name," that as they come to see more fully who we are, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they will be sanctified. They will be made holy. And clearly, this is one of the things that our Lord says at the end of his earthly life, that he desires for us, that as we know the truth, we will be made more and more into holy men and women. But here's the challenge. We're called to grow in holiness in a world like this. Jesus again says in that gospel, "Father, I am going to be leaving the world, but I am going to ensure that they remain in the world, but protect them from the world." And why do we need to be protected from the world? Because the world, as St. John clearly states, is the realm of the devil. That he has a particular authority here. And what the devil is always wanting to do is be a propagandist. And his propaganda is always a distortion. It's a twisting. It's a turning away from Jesus. It's turning away from the one who is the truth. And there are two ways in which the devil seeks to work: inflicting hardship on the church from without through persecution, and seeking to distort the church from within. Persecution from without, distortion from within. In the reading that we had from Acts, St. Paul speaks clearly about that distortion that will happen from within. Remember, he said he'd been in Ephesus for 3 years, preaching and teaching there, and he had repeatedly warned them that there would come amongst them those who would shepherd the sheep, but they would have a distorted message to draw people away from Jesus and to themselves. This is one of the things that we always have to be on the lookout within the church. Those who are called to be in the person of Christ, but rather than pointing people to Jesus, they're pointing people to themselves in all sorts of ways that are distorted and corrupted. And then in terms of the world, well, the world will always want to try to paint the church in a way that either will try to sideline the church, will try to discredit the church, or even try to destroy the church. And one of the things we're very aware of today in the media is a particular kind of perspective towards the Catholic Church that might not be trying to destroy it, but is truly trying to distort it. And so we always face these challenges in our world. And this is where Justin the Martyr becomes such a profound example for us of what it is to live as those being sanctified in the truth. You see, he did not allow the world to define him. And he didn't allow the crises within the church to unsettle him, because he was grounded in Jesus Christ. He was grounded in the one who is the truth. We're privileged to actually have a testimony of Justin's trial before the prefect of Rome, a man by the name of Rusticus. And listen now to the interaction between these two and how we hear in Justin's word one who is sanctified in the truth. The Roman prefect, Rusticus, asked him, "You are a Christian then?" Justin said, "Yes, I am a Christian." The prefect said to Justin, "You're called a learned man and think you know what is true teaching. Listen, if you were scourged and beheaded, are you convinced that you would go up to heaven?" Justin said, "I hope that I shall enter God's house if I suffer that way. For I know that God's favor is stored up until the end of the whole world for all who have lived good lives." The prefect, Rusticus, said, "Do you have an idea that you will go up to heaven and receive some suitable rewards?" Justin said, "It's not an idea that I have. It's something I know well and hold to most certain." The prefect, Rusticus, said, "Now, let's come to the point at issue, which is necessary and urgent. Gather around then with one accord, offer sacrifices to the gods." Justin said, "No one who is right thinking stoops from true worship to false worship. Sanctify them in the truth, Father." We see this with St. Justin in his witness. From there, we're told that he was scourged, and then with some companions, he was beheaded at the Roman place of execution. So in conclusion, let's remember this, that Justin was a philosopher who had been a pagan, but he left falsehood behind when he discovered the power of Jesus Christ and his gospel as expressed in today's readings. And so we ask now, St. Justin, pray for us that like you, in discovering the surpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ, we will always reject deception and error and become ever more steadfast in the faith as we are sanctified in the truth. Amen.